This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, Ant-Man beat out Pixels for the weekend. Woo-hoo! Which, Ant-Man is a significantly better movie than Pixels. And as I said, Pixels, I thought the premise was brilliant, which is that Dan Aykroyd, as head of NASA, says, well, we're sending these video games out into space to prove, you know, how friendly we are. And it was misinterpreted, and it was viewed as a declaration of war. So Donkey Kong and Pac-Man come to attack the Earth, and the only person who can save us is Adam Sandler. A poor choice of a savior. What can I tell you, on so many levels?
Yeah, I know. We talked about this last week. Adam Sandler just has not been very good in probably about 10, 12 years. It's been a really...
Yeah, he made a lot of money. Yeah, in his first couple of flicks and the last ones. But Hollywood still seems to kind of think, I mean, he must be really charming in person or something.
Yeah.
Because they keep funding these projects, which lose money.
I mean, as a kid, I loved Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, but it's the problem that he has is that he's still...
doing the same thing.
Yeah, he's still trying to do that same kind of, those same type of...
Well, that's, you know...
It's not working the way it did 20 years ago.
Well, and his, you know, I read something that said, well, he was counting on the nostalgia of people who are the same age he is, which I think he's 48 or something. Mm-hmm. And apparently moved on. If nothing else, the video games have gotten so much different and so much better. I don't know, but... I think even if you play Pac-Man, you're probably not nostalgic for Pac-Man because, you know, all the games are much more violent. Although Pac-Man was a pretty violent movie if you look at it, it just had cartoon figures, and these figures are just as violent. I mean, you know, sort of eating things up or blowing things up. But and Paul Rudd is just, I guess, a much more sympathetic character. In that movie, Ant-Man actually didn't do quite as well as anybody expected it to do. Just because they thought, well, a superhero who commands an army of ants is not exactly saving the universe. But it was enough to beat Paxel and was the number one movie twice. And with a huge drop-off. You know, I said, and the problem about Pixels is it was much too violent for kids. You can't take kids to that movie. I'm not sure you take kids to Ant-Man either, but at least Ant-Man is, you know, I don't know. I as you heard, I was not a fan of Pixels. Pixels. Okay, so we started on Friday. We were going to talk about the prison system, and we got to Trevor's comment and my comment about how we'd change things. And we never got to Facebook because we got a bunch of phone calls, and as you know, phone calls are always our priority. So I thought we'd give it a shot today just because I think it's an important topic that, as I've said before, you know, we're all aware when crimes are committed. And we're all aware when trials occur, and then people are sentenced, and it's kind of like, as a society, we almost pretend that they've been sprayed with an invisible and a substance that renders them invisible. But that's not what happens. What happens is they are incarcerated in very expensive places. As I said, you can go to Harvard cheaper than you can be than the cost of incarcerating somebody for a year, and that most people get out. And they get out usually as better criminals than they went in, not necessarily better people, but better criminals. So the idea of reforming, and the reason that it sort of came to mind was the two high-profile prison breaks that have happened the last couple of months. One is, and both were from maximum security prisons. Neither were from the sort of so-called country club prisons. And in one case, two men have been convicted of first-degree murder, and one of them was actually killed. I don't know what the stage of the other one is. I know he was shot and he was hospitalized. I haven't heard anything about him for a while, which is pretty typical, you know, that it's no longer a news story, even though I personally am curious about it. And the other is a drug kingpin whom I suspect we'll never see again. He's just too well protected. There's too much money. So I thought what we'd talk about is reforming the prison system. We got a lot of people who weighed in on it. So let's take a look at it, Manny. Manny, do you have an opinion about it before we start?
Well, I guess my only thing is, you know, you mentioned the thing in upstate New York. I think you just got to find ways for stuff like that to not happen again. And I think it was one of the prison workers, I think, was...
Yeah, in both cases. And, yeah, they're both... When there's a prison break, there's inside help. I mean, I think you just have to accept that.
Yeah.
And in both cases. And obviously in the second case, someone with the drug... I mean, there's just so much available money to bribe people. I guess I had taken kind of a broader viewpoint, which is the prison system itself is overloaded. It's just overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And we know when we put perfectly nice people too close together that they get violent. When we put people who have that tendency to begin with, it's chaotic. The prisons don't in any way reform. But it starts well before that we have racial disparities, we have income disparities about who goes to prison under what charges, and I personally think that the war on drugs is a war that we should be fighting on a different front. We should be fighting on an economic front, not a law enforcement front, because it's just, I don't think it's winnable on that level, and it just takes huge resources and huge amount of prison space and population and cost to the society for no obvious payoff. It's not that it stopped it. And I just think it's... Anyway. All right, so let's look at the prison system from our Facebookers' point of view.
Jennifer says, I would have them in classrooms 6 to 8 hours a day with a liberal arts focus.
Finally, liberal arts is going to get some takers, huh? Okay. And the idea that somehow prison creates a work environment, it doesn't, basically, unless you're going to make license plates. I think that still goes on in prison. Isn't that where most license plates are still made, is in prisons?
I
know that there have been some states that have flirted with vocational training, and presumably many of them at least give lip service to it. But, I mean, you could do computer literacy, when you're talking about the difference in racial and economic response to crime, that if people can, we know that the higher degree of education, you at least look, if you have a higher degree of education, at least you can go to a country club prison. That was a joke. Okay, keep going.
Alan says, death sentence inmates would be processed in 90 days or less.
Well, the problem about that approach, and I hear what you're saying, is that especially death row situations could go on for decades, and it's incredibly expensive. But we also have, what, up at last count, like 30 people who were sentenced to death who DNA has proved were innocent. So, I mean, you do run that risk, and as a society, is it worth the risk to execute it? Even one person who's innocent. And I don't know what the cutoff for that is, but when we have better tools to exonerate people, it isn't sort of a, not only is the death penalty perhaps a problem, but a quick response to death penalty. So I hear what you're saying. Economically, it makes some sense. Morally, highly questionable, I'm afraid.
Maybe if you have a death row inmate that, I guess, admitted to doing what he or she did, maybe you expedite it then. In that case, if they basically,
I don't know what the difference is. I don't know if people decide not to oppose the sentencing. Does that mean that it speeds up the process? I don't know. And my guess is it probably varies from state to state.
Right.
And some states don't have death penalties, as you know, and some do. And some, even when they have death penalties, have not executed in a lot of places.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a lawyer can tell us that. But, I mean, to a certain extent, I don't... Somebody wanting to die, I don't know. It sort of makes my stomach hurt a little bit. 855-993-7569. Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, let's hear what other people think about prison reform.
All right, let's see. We've got Tracy. Tracy says drug offenders would get rehab, not jail. Jail time does no good.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that we'd have, I mean, I'm certainly not disagreeing with you at all. I'm not sure that the system is set up to deal with that. But I mean, Britain seems to do a pretty good job of it. And Britain has sort of decriminalized it. Not only has decriminalized it, but basically has a needle exchange program so that you can get whatever drug it is, so you don't, the motive to rob somebody or to steal has gone away. And the idea being that, I mean, because, look, the major drug of abuse in this country, as we know, is legal, which is alcohol. So, it really requires some rethinking. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't think about it. It doesn't mean that we don't do exactly that. I mean, there are lots of things we've rethought in the last couple of years, and we'll continue to rethink. Okay, keep going.
I agree with above. This is what Carol's saying. Carol says, I agree with the above. Addiction is a terrible disease. Nobody wants to be an addict. Humane and effective treatment centers with an active long-term follow-up program would free up much prison space for real criminals. I would also put in a one strike and you're out for anyone who is convicted of abusing a child. No more freedom for those prisoners, ever.
Well, as far as I know, using drugs is not necessarily a criminal offense. That selling is.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think what we're talking about is a different kind of thing. And in California, it's referred to as the miracle ounce, although that's changing there. But the idea is that you're allowed to have up to an ounce of, I don't think it includes cocaine. I think it's just marijuana, which is obviously changing. But you were allowed historically to have up to an ounce. But the idea is you can't grow it, you can't buy it, you can't sell it. So where did it come from? And the answer is, it's a miracle. Hence the term miracle ounce. All right, keep going. But I think it was. I think California was attempting to do exactly what we're talking about doing, which is reducing the prison situation and population. When to sort of better deal with the problems rather than just warehouse people in ways that we're teaching people to be better criminals, which is not a very good idea.
John says death penalty for all violent offenders. It would solve the problem of repeat offenders.
Well, that is true. The problem is the system that, you know, as I said, if there hadn't been quite so many people that were sort of exonerated by DNA, then I think I'd probably feel somewhat better about it. But the idea of, I mean, think about it, the idea as a society that says thou shalt not kill, and killing somebody based on wrong information, I mean, doesn't that make you a little nervous? More than a little nervous, perhaps?
Yeah. Don says, how do you figure out who should never leave and who can be helped? That would be the starting point.
Well, it's a really good question. And I actually, when I was in California, because obviously it's an issue every place, interviewed people on the parole board. And parole boards don't have nearly as much discretion as we think they do. But they're really very specific guidelines where they can consider people for parole or not, depending on very specific kinds of criteria. So it turns out to be a lot more complicated than you think it is, or at least than I thought it was, because I think, gee, this person shouldn't be let out because look at the heinousness of their crime, and or this person, you know, clearly has reformed. And you sort of think, well, gee, the parole board having to figure out who's telling you the truth and who is not, and I mean, a huge responsibility, but it turns out to be much more formulaic than you think it is, or at least in California, and I assume every place else as well. Okay, keep going.
Leanne says, educational and vocational classes, job-seeking skills, resume writing classes, business writing, computer skills, a way for ex-cons to get jobs with the skills they learned in prison.
I agree with you. And I think, believe it or not, community college may be part of the answer to that problem. Community colleges are getting to be my new heroes. And as I said, Tennessee was the first state to make free community college. There's some restrictions, but and Oregon is in the process of being the second. And there, I know Oregon better than I know Tennessee, just because it's newer, that you have to have been a resident for a year, and you have to maintain a certain grade point average. But they worked out between the feds and the state that, and I think you have to pay a minimal amount of money. No, it's not very much. But the idea that it's really an economic issue for Oregon, or at least that's how they're presenting it, that it costs so much more to have somebody on welfare or unemployed than it does to educate them. And it's actually what I'm trying to set up, actually as recently as last week, to sort of work out a program for my foundation to do exactly that with Rice, with my alma mater, because I figure that they already have a system in place. And it turns out, I found out quite accidentally, that, Manny, if you decide you want to apply to the foundation to go for me to send you to community college, that's a whole different thing than if I give it to a nonprofit. So I'm trying to find, it turns out to be much more complicated for you and for me. So I'm trying to figure out a way to do it, not only because it's less cumbersome, but it's more efficient and I can send more people to school. So, but, you know, I think community college being involved in prison reform is an obvious place to start, because you've got some symbiosis there about both education and job training. I think it's the wave of the future. Keep going.
KR says, I would start with the juvenile system. I assume a lot of prisoners began getting in trouble at a young age. Maybe getting educational services to our young instead of introducing them to that environment would prevent them from continuing on into more bad choices. As a young adult, starting to make bad choices and being put with others who make bad choices pulls them into a circle of new friends who could be bad influences and possibly lead to more trouble. As for adults, having a felony on your record puts you in a position that makes it close enough to impossible to stay on the right track to live a productive life. Can't get a job or rent a place to live at most places, leaving no choice but to continue on the streets. Having a felony should not affect if you can work or live somewhere. It's a matter of if you've done something that bad, you shouldn't be let out, like pedophiles, murderers, etc. One strike and you're out, as said by Carol.
You know, that's a very thoughtful response, and believe it or not, it's part of the plot line of the number one movie this week and last week, which is Ant-Man, which is exactly the situation. So, I'm not sure Hollywood is tackling it in a realistic fashion and then it becomes Ant-Man, but at least it's acknowledging it. Good thoughts. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Carol, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Oh, hi, Dr. Joy. A little background is I was adopted when I was, you know, baby and all that. And when I was 20, I found my birth family.
Okay.
And
how old are you now?
I'm 38 now.
Okay.
And so, like, 18 years ago, basically.
Okay.
And I guess a few months ago, or I'm not sure when it was, but my birth mother passed away. And I had a half sister and two half brothers when I met when I was, you know, 20. And I haven't had any contact really with them since then. Right, and since she's died, my band, cause I'm First Nation, so my band keeps contacting me and saying she really would like to talk to you. And I was like they had phoned me the first time to say, you know, my birth mother died, and did you want to come to the funeral? Your sister wants you to be there. And
did you go to the funeral?
No, because I don't know her. I met her for like a week, and that's
okay.
it. And,
okay.
And I mean, it was sort of like really, you know, not really good circumstances either.
Okay.
The things I found out too. So then, like,
So do you know the circumstances? You're saying that you have a half brother and two half sisters.
Yeah, and I did meet them. I did meet them when I met.
And are they older or younger than you are?
They're all younger than me.
Okay, so it sounds like your mother may have been a young, unwed teenager or something of that sort, yes?
Yeah, she was 14, actually, when she had me.
Okay,
yeah.
So she went on, had other children, they got in touch with you. So how long ago did your birth mother die?
They said from February.
This year?
March. Like, yeah, this year.
Okay, and do you know what she died of?
She died in a car accident.
Okay. And she was a relatively young woman. It sounds like 52 or something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So she died a couple months ago. They got in touch, said, you want to come to the funeral? You said, not so much. What's going on today?
Well, because my half-sister keeps trying to contact me.
Mm-hmm.
Because my band keeps calling me and saying, you know, she's really depressed and really upset, would like to connect with you,
right.
blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you know, this is the first she's, you know, reached out to me since, you know, we met.
But I mean, you know, there's an additional reason. It may have been that she felt that it was disloyal to her mom or whatever. I mean, what's the question to me, Cookie?
Am I obligated to do
I don't think you're obligated to do anything, but I think it probably wouldn't hurt. Here's somebody who... Look, let me back off a little bit. Carol, I'm of the school of thought that says if by showing up you can make somebody's life different or better, that you have some importance, that you do it. And you don't do it for them. You do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Because by and large, the world is... You know, we got 4.5 gazillion people wandering around the face of the earth, and we're going to connect with a very small group of them. And if, just by showing up, we make a difference. That's how we feel connected to one another, and that seems to me a valuable and important thing. So do you have to get in touch with her? Absolutely not. Does it make some sense to? From my perspective, it does, because whether the two of you, I mean, you have some genetic material in common. You had a mom in common. She knew her, you didn't. And there can certainly be some very confusing feelings about that for both of you. But I think to sort of not give it a shot just out of curiosity or because it's really important to her, even though it's not very important to you, I would say why not? Now, if it's about having to travel a long distance or huge plane fare or whatever, then I think you may want to sort of plan for it and there's no immediacy to it. But if it's a relatively easy thing to do or she's willing to come to you, I would do it. And as I said, I would do it out of curiosity. I would do it out of the fact that you're important to her. And, I mean, that most of us aren't that important to very many people. So if there's an opportunity, again, just by showing up, that doesn't cost us very much to make a difference to somebody, I think we do it. And we do it because that's how we feel good about ourselves.
Yeah. Well, she does live, like, she lives at the other end of the country, so...
Well, so you could say to her, listen, right now I don't have a lot of money. If you'd like to come here, I'd be willing to put you up. Our summer plans are to do this and such, and maybe we can meet halfway in the middle, or maybe we can have an email correspondence. And you could say, to be quite honest, I really, you know, I don't know you, and there's a part of me that's probably a little jealous of you because you got the mom that I didn't. But, you know, or not. I mean, to sort of completely shut the door on her, I don't see what the point would be. She hasn't done anything to you. There's no evil or malicious intent here. And, you know, I think you can afford to be a little curious.
Well, it's just awkward just because...
I know it's awkward. You know, life is short, unpredictable, and more or less impersonal. And if you can make a difference, you do it. And, we don't know. We can't see around the corner. We don't know what's going to happen. But this is somebody who is saying, I need, you know, at this moment, not even I need, but I want. I want to see who you are. I want to feel connected to somebody. I lost my mom. We both had a mom. Maybe I can fill you in on some things. Maybe I can see some of her in you. And I think she doesn't have to be your new best friend. I don't think you have to spend a lot of time or a lot of money setting this up, but I think it makes some sense. And that's part of the reason why I feel that way so strongly. So think on it, okay? Carol?
Hello?
All right, so I would just have you think on it, Carol.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, if you do, let me know.
Okay, I will.
Hi, Dr. Brown. This is a work-related question, please.
Okay.
How do you handle requests to lie for somebody who is your manager? All I know is that he has some sort of financial problems. He's got all sorts of agencies calling, and the request is, I'm not here, I'm not here. And what happened last week is I made a mistake. We work, this is a public place, we have, you know, I'm working the public. And I made a mistake, took the message, come storming out at me and saying, I told you that you're supposed to say this and this. I feel very compromised. I do not like to lie before people, and I don't know what to do because this person could make my life miserable.
Okay. It seems to me that you've got really, I mean, in general, I think being asked to lie is really tricky. But I think saying, listen, I've been instructed to take message is a perfectly legitimate thing to say. So between sort of honesty and duplicity, all you have to do is if someone calls up and says, hi, I'm looking for Bobby, what you can say is, let me take the number and have him get back to you. That's all you have to say.
Okay, because the person doesn't even want that.
Well, but I think you can do whatever you want. I mean, mm-hmm. you can sort of take all those things and put them in a pile. Look, Margaret, you have to differentiate between the fact that you don't like this guy at all,
mm-hmm.
but he's got some power over you.
Yes, he does.
I got that, and I got that you don't like him. But I don't think that putting the call through is going to get you fired. But saying to somebody, let me take that information down, let me take that information and give it to him. I mean, listen, I've had assistants who said, let me take that information down and give it to her, and I never saw it.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't because I was lying. It's because they were inefficient, you know,
mm-hmm.
and boobs. But
mm-hmm.
so I think the saying to somebody, let me take that information down for you is all you have to say, and you certainly don't have to add on that I'll give it to him if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But or you can give it to him. You could put it in an envelope and say, you know, this guy called this amount of time, and which is actually not a bad thing to do because it turns out there are actually laws about how many times a creditor can call you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it may be useful to him to just keep them, you know, date them and time them and put it in an envelope.
Okay, because this, I guess he's just trying to duck a lot of people.
No, I understand that, Margaret,
mm-hmm.
and I understand that you feel it's kind of like a kid saying to a parent saying to a kid, tell him I'm not home. And I think that's an unfortunate place to put a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this particular case, there are so many kind of, with all due respect, weasel words that don't make you a liar and make you an efficient secretary and aren't going to get you fired.
Okay, so just take the message and just file it away then.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay?
That helps out a lot. Thank you.
Good, yeah. I know, I think most of us, first of all, are not very good at lying, or maybe I'm just judging
it
by
mine. Well, it makes you feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I understand. But I think what you can do is just, I mean, look, there are going to be people that he doesn't owe money to that he's going to try and duck, and that's part of the reason people have assistants and secretaries, is so
mm-hmm.
they can take. That's what, look, honey, that's what we all have call waiting, or while we all have
yeah.
caller ID on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, those of us who can't afford a secretary just have caller ID, and we just let it go to voicemail.
Yeah, well, I just didn't appreciate getting the rough side of his tongue the other day.
Well, I hear that, and I hear that he, but understand from his point of view, and I'm not really defending him,
mm-hmm.
that he's up the creek without a paddle. I mean, he owes money. And he's, I'm sure it was humiliating for him to have to sort of say to you, look, I'm in real trouble. I need for you to lie to me. And that's not a lie for me. I'm sure that doesn't make him very comfortable either.
Mm-hmm.
But understand he's under pressure right now. You don't really need to out him,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think you need to lie for him either.
Okay. Well, thank
right?
you so much.
You're welcome. And that's basically what all of us need to do, I think, between honesty and duplicity is sometimes silence. And figuring out how not to be put in a position. We deal with it all the time around here. If someone's saying, can you keep a secret? And my response to people who ask that of me, and when you guys call me about it, to say, no, I can't. Because by definition, somebody's about to unload on you. They're about to tell you something that is troublesome for them. And if it's troublesome for them, it's very likely to be troublesome for you. And now you're going to get caught. So maybe we all need to be prepared, as I said, for when someone says, can you keep a secret? My best advice is say, no, I'm a blabbermouth. It may save you from some serious grief. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I think most of us spend a large part of our waking hours figuring out how not to go to prison, because I think most of us feel like, I suppose it varies. I think there are some people who feel, in some neighborhoods, who feel like going to prison is just part of what happens, part of what you do, which is tragic. I mean, because as one of our responders said, that once you have felony on your resume, and if you lie about it, it's grounds for being fired. And there are getting to be grassroots organizations that say hire people who've paid their debt to society. But especially in tough economies, it's not an easy thing to do. So it's really the cost of incarceration, it continues to resonate even after you're out. And I mean, it really is a huge problem for society that we don't pay a whole lot of attention to, except that you guys are doing it today. Okay, let's hear what else people have to say.
All right, we continue on with James, and James says, I find it interesting that the discussion concerning prison reform so often centers around shortening sentences for nonviolent offenders like drug criminals. Our president recently went to a federal prison and spoke about that. That's all well and good, but how does that pass for prison reform? I agree with that. Back to the topic. I believe that criminals need to pay back society for the harm done, but they do need to be treated with respect while incarcerated and be taught that respect is always conditional. We want them to learn to be contributing members of society when they get out. They need to be taught how to work. Bring industry into the prisons and let them do things like, I don't know, fix cars or for poor people. Make things that people need or want. But it needs to be a kind of tough love boot camp where they find out when they work hard and show respect to others, they are rewarded in small ways. And if they don't want to do it, then they can clean the toilets in exchange for three huts and a cot. There has to be some kind of good slash bad consequences for good slash bad behavior.
Well thought out. Good for you. Yeah, I mean, for me, this isn't a political question at all. It's really a psychological, societal question of, I mean, are we going to be able to stamp out people misbehaving? Oh, please. Of course not. But is there a way to take people and show them the error of their ways and, as you say, make them productive members of society? And because just punishing people, we know, doesn't work on any level. It doesn't work with our kids. Doesn't work in a school situation. Certainly doesn't work in a prison situation. And therefore, I mean, it's like saying that your kid's a bad seed the first time they lie to you. I mean, none of us as parents are willing to do that. We try to figure out why they lied and what the consequences are, exactly as you say, and show them alternatives where they can earn respect or M&Ms or an allowance or whatever. So I think you're well thought out. I think getting industry involved is figuring out professions that are likely to need workers makes a lot of sense. Good for you. Okay.
Antonio says, I would build prisons next to landfills and offer qualified prisoners work sorting trash, rinsing soiled recyclables for recycling for the county or state. Recycling trash jobs for the prisoners.
Well, there, I'm trying to remember. I think there is, I believe it's Washington State, but I'm not sure, actually had at one point, because I interviewed them years ago, about having meaningful work. And it makes a huge difference. I mean, look, it makes a huge difference to all of us who are not incarcerated, right? Doing something we feel makes a difference, makes us feel that we have a place in society, that we're making the world a better place, that we can earn money to buy things we want. I mean, it makes a difference to human beings. And the idea of deciding because somebody has committed a crime that they're no longer human or that the rules no longer apply just doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. It's not profitable. It's not helpful. So if in fact feeling useful, feeling like we're making a difference, feeling that there is some way that we can earn the things that make sense to us, works for those of us who are not incarcerated, it seems to me logical that the same model would work for people who are incarcerated or even work better for them in theory. Perhaps a bit more complicated, but just as viable. Okay, keep going. You guys are great.
Connie says, I would separate the most violent and then educate and give the rest good things to do. Make teams that could play sports in a positive way. Most of these people will be released one day.
Yep.
They should be prepared. Also offer counseling.
Yep. Two points about that. First of all, I was actually at the Huntsville rodeo once, which is a prison rodeo, which is probably one of the most violent experiences in the universe. I mean, you just can't. I mean, rodeos in general are really pretty violent experiences. You sort of don't realize it when you're a kid, but once you're a grown up, you think the sound of a hoof hitting a head is not one of those things you'll ever forget. And what was the second point that she, because there was something I wanted to comment about that as well. What was her second point?
She says most of these people will
recidivism,
day, and they should be prepared. Also offer counseling.
Okay, that was my other point. Been involved with a school in Red Hook that has that deals with kids who've either dropped out or failed to graduate with their classes in high school. And they have this, I was not only principal a couple times, but also their graduation speaker. And what they figured out, the model was that kids who aren't in school have basically home problems. And so what they had was the archdiocese put counselors in the school. And so if Manny didn't show up for class today, somebody goes to Manny's house, knocks on Manny's door, and says to Manny's mom, "Where's Manny?" And so all of a sudden, kids who aren't in school are in school because their mom knows where they are, and it's a whole different thing than a phone call. And also, whoever the counselor was who was watching Manny also meets with Manny every day. That's first period is with your counselor. I guess not only first period, but you meet once a day. So maybe there are, that each counselor has seven kids and seven periods, so you meet with your counselor once a day. And all of a sudden, the graduation rate goes up to 75% the first year, 92% the second year, 98% the third year. And the admission to college goes up, not quite as dramatically, but these are kids who hadn't graduated high school, and all of a sudden they're going to college. And so what the archdiocese did was they built the school and deeded it to the city for a dollar. So they now run and it's non-denominational, but they have counselors. Every kid is assigned a counselor, and it makes a huge difference. That just knowing that, first of all, you have to report to somebody, that somebody cares about you, somebody, there's someone to talk to, and you can sort of head problems off before they sort of become major issues. And obviously, a lot of these kids were at risk to be part of the, and had been in the past, part of the prison system. So counseling makes a huge difference. Good on all of you. 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? You want to give me a call? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.